It's never been easier to order a taxi. Just swipe and click on your phone. But people who are vision impaired say with the rise of apps, they're being left behind, waiting longer and longer to order cabs the old-fashioned way through an operator. Advocates for people with a disability say that's just one of the many issues that can make accessibility to taxis a nightmare. Social affairs correspondent Norman Hammond reports.
If this little snippet is annoying, just imagine what it's like for John Hardy. This is what he goes through nearly every time he orders a taxi. Mr. Hardy is blind in a world where more and more people are ordering taxis through apps on their smartphones.
If you can't see, you can't really use an app, can you?
No. Imagine you had a blindfold on and a buttonless smartphone in your hand. Being able to tell what different icons or symbols are is simply impossible.
Mr. Hardy says the situation deteriorated when the local cab company near his home in Melbourne Southeast became part of Victoria's centralised booking service, 13 Cabs. He regularly spends more than 20 minutes on hold.
The worst thing for me is not being able to actually plan my life and plan what I need to do.
Advocates for people with a disability say there are plenty of other issues when it comes to disability access to what for many is an essential service. Samantha Connor and Kelly Cox are advocates for people with a disability who both use wheelchairs. While they were visiting Melbourne for a conference, things didn't go well. Samantha Connor.
Over the last 12 hours, we've had 3 taxis refuse our fares because we have 2 wheelchairs.
The women filmed the last incident when the driver of a wheelchair-accessible van showed up at their hotel and then said he couldn't take them.
So why are you refusing to take our wheelchairs when we've booked a taxi for a
Because my hoist is broken.
The driver explained his wheelchair lifting hoist was broken. Operating an accessible taxi with a broken hoist is a violation. Victorian Taxi Services Commission CEO Aaron DiRosario says it's investigating and he's sympathetic.
It is the right thing for the disability sector to do is to jump up and down every time it doesn't work, because the more discussion there is, the more opportunity there is to resolve the problems.
Victoria Taxi Services Commission CEO Aaron DiRosario, ending Norman Hammond's report.